Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at our Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we kicked off our series, Now Playing, where we talk about sort of the collision or the intersection of faith and film. And at the Delaware campus, we kicked off with The Social Dilemma, talking about The Social Dilemma, the documentary or the docudrama that came out back in September of 2020, or premiered earlier in the year, but it was released on Netflix in September. And I think it's caused a bit of a stir. It's a very well done film. I'm actually going to talk about it today, and then I'm going to talk about it again over the next couple of weeks for about 3 weeks here on the Drivecast. I'll be covering different sections of The Social Dilemma and how we as believers should be engaging or not engaging, how we can approach these technologies, these social media platforms. The Social Dilemma, if you've not seen the film, it's interviewing lots of former executives, former designers, former team members of companies like Google, Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, these different Silicon Valley leaders in sort of the social media movement and the social media, the digital revolution. And many of them are expressing a lot of concern, saying, man, you know, we started out and we created these tools and we saw some good things and do see some good things happening from them, but also we see some very concerning things and we feel like we've got kind of a monster on our hands. And that's sort of the basic premise, is they're saying, toward the end of the film, it gets very kind of apocalyptic. And I talked on this Sunday that I don't feel knowledgeable enough or equipped to be able to speak to some of the conclusions they draw about, basically they're saying, hey, this is going to lead to like the end of democracy and the end of society and the end of the world. Like their final, one of the final statements on the trailer is checkmate on humanity. And I said, look, I don't feel equipped to talk all about that, but I do think that we can look in the scriptures and we can see very clear kind of direction on how we approach these social platforms, but or social media platforms. But one of their sort of main ideas is, look, you need to recognize when you're looking at your smartphone or your tablet or your computer and you're on a social media platform or you're utilizing Google, they want you to know like everything you do is being tracked, right? Everything you do is being watched. But also that on the other side of that device, in a sense, is an army of engineers, right? A whole team of engineers whose job it is to try to make that app, that social media platform, as addictive as possible so that you can, so that you'll keep using it, so that you'll engage as much as possible, because they're making money off of you, right? Advertisers are paying those companies to develop those apps and to utilize those social media platforms. And they want the more time of yours that they can capture, the more money they make. There's a very arresting statement in the film that says, you know, there's only two industries that call their customers users: illegal drugs and software. And you let that just sort of, you know, sink in for a moment. So it does, I mean, you watch the film and there's definitely this sort of emotional response to it. And one film critic captured this so well, and honestly, quite hilariously. He said, you watch the film and it makes you immediately want to go home and chuck your smartphone in the garbage can. And then it makes you want to take that garbage can and throw it through the window of a Facebook executive. And that's a pretty good description of kind of how you feel. But I kind of started off our time together telling our folks, look, I think it's important for us as we watch this film that we recognize, despite all the change that is taking place, and the change is real, the technological change, social change, these social media platforms, I mean, these things were only invented, right? I mean, the iPhone came out in 2007, Facebook came out in 2004. We're talking less than two decades, right? Over 15 years or so, we have seen just radical change. These things have become ubiquitous, a part of our everyday lives. They're not going away. The change is real. And I think that the amount of change in such a short amount of time can be very disorienting and disconcerting and make us all feel like, what is going on? But I reminded our folks, and I want to remind you this, you know, right now, what has not changed? What has not changed is that who God is and who we are. The advent of these technologies, the coming of these social media platforms, they have not changed who God is or fundamentally who we are. God is still God. God is still good. We are still sinners. We are still in need of a Savior, and it hasn't changed who that Savior is or what he did for us. God sent Jesus Christ. This is still true, that Jesus came and lived and died on the cross to pay for our sin, and that he rose again 3 days later, and that our identity, our new life, forgiveness is found in him. None of that has changed. None of that can or will change. These technologies, the change that has taken place in the last 15 years, the social change that's taken place, I know it can feel very disorienting and disconcerting, and it can make you fearful of the future, what's going to happen. But we need to remember that the overall story of God, of mankind, of what Jesus has done for us and where we're ultimately headed, right? If you've trusted Jesus with your life, like, your eternity has not changed. These things, they don't change any of what truly matters as far as who God is and who we are. And I just think it's important for us to remember that, to rest in that, that the core problem, sin, has not changed, and neither has the solution. Faith in Jesus Christ, salvation by grace through faith in Jesus and what he did for us when he paid for our sins at the cross and rose again. And I hope that settles you today, that encourages you today. And so what I want to do, I want to invite you, please join again tomorrow here on the DriveCast. But I want to take a moment right now to pray for you and then encourage you to take some time and pray for yourself. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that you remain good. Thank you, Father, that when so many other things are changing around us, when the world is changing around us, when these technologies that we've all become used to and have become ubiquitous, Father, and the majority of us, if not all of us, are using them in some way, shape, or form, and it's happened so quickly, Lord. I mean, life in that way, there are aspects of our life that have changed very dramatically and rapidly, but Father, we know these things don't change who you are, and they don't change fundamentally who we are. You created us in your image. We're still sinners in need of a Savior. And you, God, have sent that Savior, your own Son, Jesus, because you loved us. And we can have forgiveness and new life in you and be adopted into your family. And so, God, for those who are listening right now who are in your family, who have trusted you with their lives, I pray that you would remind them of their identity in you, and that would have just a wonderful, joy-giving, stabilizing effect in them right now. And Father, if there are any listening right now who have not trusted you with their lives, that now would be the time where they would turn from their sin and trust you with their life. And I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to give you a moment now to pray for yourself.